Further, we reconfirm the strong commitment of the United States regarding the defense of Japan using all types of U.S. forces, including nuclear. We agreed on the recognition that China's behavior were inconsistent with the existing international order, presents various challenges to the alliance and the international community. We remain opposed to any unilateral action that seeks to change the status quo, including in the East and South China Seas. Motegi and his colleague Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi hosted Tuesday's meeting in Tokyo. The U.S. and Japanese officials also discussed North Korea's threat, with Blinken noting that Pyongyang has refused to engage in dialogue with Washington. "We have no greater strategic advantage when it comes to North Korea than this alliance, and we'll approach that challenge as an alliance," Blinken told reporters. "And we've got to do that if we're going to be effective. We strive for the realization of complete denuclearization of North Korea," Motegi added. The U.S. and Japan stressed the importance of working closely with Japan and South Korea towards North Korea's denuclearization. In defiance of United Nations resolutions and U.S. sanctions, North Korea has pursued nuclear and missile programs. According to state media, North Korea has warned the Biden administration against causing a stink if it wants to achieve peace in the region. Blinken vowed to maintain the basic principle of former President Donald Trump's tough approach to China during his confirmation hearing.